morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond on this Monday morning. And welcome to you, Sharon Guffey Lewis.
Thank you. Good morning.
And, you know, this is a special year related to Civil War, 150 years, is that correct?
It is.
I know there have been specials on TV and, you know, it just sort of keeps going on. And I think it's really good to be reminded of what went on 150 years. And you have a program that's going to help us that, too.
We do. We have a gentleman by the name of O.J. Fargo, who is coming to the Hitchcock House on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is a free program. And I really hope that people will come and take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. It's he does a Civil War enactment of a soldier.
And probably get some insights that we haven't even thought about. You know, we read the history book, we see these sorts of things, and sort of don't think about all the personal things that went on in people's lives during that time.
That's exactly right. And Iowa actually had a pretty significant role in the Civil War. And when we read about it in history books, we read about the important generals and the important battles and when the Union Army took control and when the Confederate Army took control. But he concentrates, and his group is called the Army of the Southwest, and they are headquartered in Adel. And they're goal is to highlight Iowa in the Civil War. So he actually does a reenactment. He dresses in the Union Army regalia, and he does a reenactment of what it would have been like for a Union Iowa soldier in a day in the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And then he really likes a lot of participation. So then people can ask questions at the end of his presentation. He does his, as I understand it, his presentation first, and then he'll open it up to questions. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful for kids to come to something like this because they really do get a sort of what it really was like. To be a Union soldier, or to be a soldier, period, but he does the Union, of course. He's been a long-time history buff, and particularly of the Civil War. He does bring a roster of all of the people, all of the men in Iowa who fought in the Civil War. So if people are interested in finding out whether their great-grandfather or their great-uncle or great-great somebody was a part of what army and where they were and maybe what battle they took part in, he will be able to help them research that. So I just am excited about the program. I think it will be such a good thing.
When you were talking about questions, this would be an opportunity if somebody knows that they had a relative in the Civil War or they're wondering, this would be a wonderful opportunity, and it may prompt some questions that they haven't thought about before. Do you know what, not Fargo himself, but the part he plays, is? Do you know what that soldier was doing before he went to war?
I'm sure
he'll talk about
that. I'm sure he will.
That's so important in people's lives to think about what they left behind, leaving behind a family, leaving behind a business or a farm or, you know, those kinds of things to go and fight in the Civil War.
I don't know if this is what he's going to present on Sunday at 2, but he will. One of the things that they do reenact is just before the battle, Mother, a visit from a Civil War soldier. So I would guess that tells, you know, a parent, a mother, what they were doing and what it was going to be like and, mm-hmm. and so forth, mm-hmm. and when they were going to battle. And of course, the Civil War was a whole different war than what we know of today.
Well, certainly in methods and so on, but a lot of families fighting against each other.
Oh, my,
also.
Yes.
And so, yes, different in a lot of different ways. You've said this is on Sunday. That's the 26th.
Yes,
at 2 o'clock at Hitchcock House. But where at Hitchcock House?
It will be, I believe he's going to do it in the barn,
okay.
Certainly if it rains. If it's a beautiful day, they might move it outside, but I believe that it's going to be in the barn.
If it's in the barn, do you need to bring your chairs even then?
No, if it is in the barn, they will have chairs already set up.
Okay.
I mean, you might want to bring a chair
Just throw it in the trunk
just to be on the safe side. But I do believe it's going to be in the barn, and it is free. So many things today are not free, so we really want to emphasize that the house will be open for tours afterwards.
Is there a fee for that, or is it free?
Yes,
also?
There is a fee for $5 for adults 16 and older. Mm-hmm. And there will be tour guides there to take you through the house. And so it can be a real... And, of course, the trail is there that will go that you can walk and go down to the river.
The ferry house?
The ferry house. I don't know that the ferry house will be open, but it's certainly near completion of the restoration, and it looks so good. So there's just a lot to see in that little one little area there in Lewis, Iowa.
A lot of our important history, not just for our local folks, but knowing that the Hitchcock House was on the Underground Railroad, it played a part in actually national history in that way, as well as the Civil War. And if people have not been to the Hitchcock House, I highly recommend that. I had visitors, my sister who lives in Idaho and a friend of hers who lives in Colorado visited here, and that was sort of the highlight of their visit, actually, mm-hmm. was getting to visit Hitchcock House.
We hear that from a lot of people. We now have wonderful signage out on the Highway 48 and on Highway 6. So we are getting more and more people just looking at the signs and saying, oh, let's stop here. And when I was a tour guide just about 3 weeks ago, I had a couple from Maryland who were just so fascinating and so much fun to talk to. They were so interested in what the house was all about.
What about hours, Sharon?
The house is open Tuesday through Sunday, 1 to 5.
And other than that, if you have a special group, I know
yes.
you can call.
Margaret McGill is the lady to call to set up special tours. And we do special tours. Mm-hmm. We'll close at the end of September. And but that doesn't mean that, you know, if you have family coming or you're having an October family reunion that you can't see if you can't set up. We have John and Maida Hotchkiss. I always have trouble saying that name, Hotchkiss.
It's close.
Yes, it's hard to say. Who are now the caretakers, and they do such a marvelous job. We're so blessed to have them.
And you have a number of people who volunteer to be the guides who have really studied up on the history. So
absolutely. The granary now is the gift shop, and so there are gifts to purchase. Lots of books about that period of time in the history of the United States. And then there's always a tour guide Tuesday through Sunday mm-hmm. in the house.
We're visiting with Sharon Guffey Lewis about an event coming up on Sunday at the Hitchcock House to learn more about the Civil War. What you say you're really excited about this. Have you studied the Civil War? Are you really interested in that particular time in history, or is this sort of your entrance to being really interested?
No, I love the Hitchcock House. I just am so in awe of the people of Lewis who preserved that wonderful legacy, because many of the houses are not in existence anymore all throughout the country, where the Underground Railroad trails went. And so we're so very, very fortunate to have this house and to have it in the condition that it's in. The board is so good about and intentional about making sure we keep it up. So I'm really interested in that part of it. But I've always been a history buff. In my other life, when I was a school teacher, I was able to teach history instead of science, which was right fine with me. And loved history, and especially American history. So it's been a long, long love for me.
Good. And just because this is 150th year, there have been a number of, I think I mentioned this, TV specials, some other kinds of things. I know there's one coming up on the face of Lincoln, which sounds kind of interesting.
Yes.
And so it's a great opportunity, this especially because it's a live person right there mm-hmm. that you can ask questions of, but a great opportunity to learn more about our American history.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. It's a wonderful opportunity for people in this area to come and enjoy a fun afternoon at the Hitchcock House take a tour if they haven't already, and bring some friends that maybe haven't been there before. The program is at 2 o'clock, and it, I say again, it is free, open to the public. Throw a lawn chair in just in case you might just want to sit down and
Thinking you might want to bring your mosquito spray too. Even in the barn, you might want.
You might want to.
Although we
haven't had much trouble out there, actually.
Time is coming, though.
Yes, that's probably
true. Where I'm going.
With all the rain we've had, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's just keep it there handy in your vehicle, because you never know when you're going to need it. And it makes yourself much more comfortable if you don't have to be worried about swatting the mosquitoes and so on. So now, is this sponsored by the board? Who sponsors this program?
Yes, this is by the board. The Hitchcock House is overseen by a board, and one of the men, actually Sid Winchell, is the person who was instrumental in contacting Mr. Fargo and getting him lined up. And he will be back again in August to do a different program, but still on the Civil War in Iowa. And that is the 21st of August.
Okay, well, come by on Sunday at 2 o'clock for this free program and learn more about the people in Civil War.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Sharon Duffy Lewis, for being here with us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for asking me.
Till next time, here's a thought. There is no shortcut to life. To the end of our days, life is a lesson imperfectly learned.